As I mentioned, the youth, and Mike Solberg and Sarah Hartman and many of our youth are on their way. Well, they're actually at Crown Point, New Mexico now, and there they are, partway on their way. They sent this picture out a little bit. Look, they're all excited, and they're still clean, and they look good. They're holding their flat Jesus. And this week, today, tomorrow, and each day of the week, they'll be having devotions, they'll be worshiping, they'll be singing, they'll be cleaning, they'll be playing with kids that would not be getting loved as much without them there. And through this week, they'll be snapping so many pictures, so many photos of all the things they're doing. I just hope they don't run out of film. But there is a Walgreens in New Mexico, so they can go get another roll if they need it. But they'll take these pictures, and some will show up, and some they'll send to their friends, and some of the pictures, they'll get put away for a while. And then I doubt hardly any of them will even get printed and put in a shoebox, like you're supposed to do with pictures. But they'll, instead of a shoebox, they'll be in the back of a computer here and there. And years from now, they'll pull these pictures out, or they'll just pop out at them, and they'll remember. They'll remember when their hearts grew in a special way for love of neighbor. And they'll remember the one they sat next to on the van ride. The one who kept leaning over or should have brushed their teeth in the morning. Or the one that annoyed them through part of the trip. But then there's something about being on mission together. When your hearts start just growing for the love of neighbor and the next person does and you're in on it together, they'll remember these things. There's something about pictures. The photos we take, they capture a moment. They capture a moment that won't come by again. This baby will never be that size again. This time where this special time and the way the sky is lit just this way will never come again. There are photographers, they're good ones. And then there's me. My method, I just take a pile of pictures and hope for two good ones. And sometimes you get the two good ones. And when you do, you have a nugget. You have a special moment in time. And what a gift that is. Have you ever been at a kindergarten graduation? Or at a recital or a dance? And you see all the kids up, and they're all dressed up in their different ways, and then you see the press corps out here. Moms and dads and aunts and uncles and cousins, all with either cell phones or iPads or big, big cameras on heavy tripods, and they're aimed and they're capturing it all. Because you know, there's nothing worth more than that moment. There is just something special about each moment, and sometimes we capture the moments. Some people are so good at capturing a moment. Like right here. Can you almost hear a crowd? In this special night, this is just this last year, and for the front one, and I won't say any names, but there this front one, and he's a senior in his senior year of high school, running out. He will never run out like that again. Or this picture. Can you almost hear beautiful music? Some people have the gift of capturing the color and the lighting. And photographers, good ones, people who are good at taking pictures, people who are good at taking photos, know something that we all know inside, that each moment goes so quickly. I heard a story of, I was in a wedding just yesterday, and the couple that got married, when they got engaged, the boy invited her friends, said, would you please meet us at, what's that lake again? It's right by here. It's not Lake Nokomis. Well, I'll just make up a name. Lake Nokomis. It's one of the two lakes right by here. No, Calhoun. Went to Calhoun, told her friends, can you meet us at Calhoun? And I can't tell you why. Well, of course the friends know why. He wanted them there to take pictures. But he was so nervous that he didn't tell them where to meet at the lake. So this little pack of girls went running around the lake twice looking for them and found them but couldn't tell them that they were there. So then they're all hot and sweaty with their phones out ready for the picture and hiding behind trees while the couple is walking along having, you know, a romantic adventure. And they're back there hiding. And finally, when they saw him go on his knees, they snapped the picture. And I heard another story once of a couple on a trip through the Dakotas. And they went to this beautiful vista. And the boyfriend said to his girlfriend, would you just look over there? I want to take your picture. And the picture, he held up the engagement ring just before he asked. And you think of that moment. The moment before the promise. The moment before the commitment. And he got that. And the other couple, the moment where he's on his knee and you don't know what the answer is going to be. I mean, you kind of have a clue, but I have a very good friend, this poor guy. I kind of gave away the end of the story, but his girlfriend loved Texas Longhorns, and they were at a Texas Longhorn game, and he paid to have their engagement on the board. And so it said, will you marry me? And then it had them on the camera. And there he was, and he went down on his knee. This really happened. He went down on his knee at the football game of the team she loved. And he said, will you marry me? And she said, can we talk later? That's a bad day. But there are these moments. Now, that moment you don't necessarily want on film. There's a guy who goes up to Jesus. And he has this complaint. The complaint that all siblings have. It's not fair. There's been a death in the family, and the guy goes to Jesus and said, it's not fair. My brother is getting all the inheritance. Can you come sort it out? I know that you're the way, the truth, and the life. You can sort this out between us. He is getting the George Foreman grill. He's getting all the fishing gear. He's getting the Glastron and the Buick Riviera. He's getting it all. It's not fair. I want what's coming to me. And Jesus, when you think of who Jesus is, true God from true God eternal, true light from true light, the one who can see into his heart, Jesus who knows his heart, who through whom everything was created, Jesus who knows the gifts that have been invested in this person, even the gifts that this person doesn't know yet himself, he hears him complaining about fairness. He hears him complaining about a George Foreman grill. Jesus, who has eternity on his mind, says, this is really what you want to talk about today? And when you think of where the family is, they're talking about inheritance, which means their parents have just died. And the family is about to dissolve over a Singer sewing machine and other things. So Jesus tells a parable. You might have heard the parable, but listen to this parable. Jesus talks about a man who, a crop comes in great for this guy, but notice who he talks to. Notice who he consorts with. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place for my crops. And then he said to all his dear, dear friends, which was himself, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. I'll store up a surplus, and then I'll say to myself, good job. Enjoy. Relax. Jesus said there's more than this. There's more than the Singer sewing machine. There's more than the George Foreman grill. There's more than stuff. That's why when we get these photos, and today, after I pour the water, there's going to be this moment where this little girl has the hair drying on her head, where this beautiful cloth will be wet with the baptismal water that's been trickling down her forehead, this cloth that has been hand-sewn with love, will be wet, and adoring eyes will be on her. There's nothing worth more than that. There's a sundial at the seminary. There's a garden in the seminary where I attended, and the sundial out there, which captures time, I don't know if you can read it, but down at the bottom it says, nothing is worth more than this day. And it's true. There is nothing worth more than this moment right now. July 24th, 2016 will never come by again. No pressure. I have one photo of my mom and my dad and my oldest boy. It's just one. I would love to have more. I would love to have photos of my mom and my dad and all my boys. But I only got a chance to get one. What chances do you have today? Who is in your life today? Who does God love dearly and puts in your path today? And with all the people and all the beauty of this earth and this one golden gem, well, that's mixing metaphors, but this one shiny gem of a day, this one beauty of a day, there is a guy who would walk up to Jesus and complain because he was wronged, because it's not fair. And Jesus invites us to more than fair. Jesus invites us to life now, today, July 24th, 2016. And you might be thinking, I would live it well if only these other things would line up. Well, everything's lined up as it's ever going to be. May you be blessed to enjoy this jewel that God gives you today. There is nothing worth more than this day. And we pray for a little girl named Lauren, who's sleeping so well right now. And if she cries, she cries and we'll love her. And if she stays asleep, she stays asleep and we'll love her. But we will pray that all of her days are rich. But I'll invite you up now. Would you come up?